Audiokurs angielski w pracy. Copyright Edgard 2015. Zapraszamy i życzymy przyjemnej nauki.
Lesson 1. How to apply for a job successfully. If you want to get a job, you should know where to look for one. In this lesson, you will hear a talk given to the unemployed on how to apply for a job successfully. Listen to the text, but first, listen to the words and phrases that are used in this recording. Listen carefully.
To influence something.
Wpłynąć na coś.
A drawn-out process.
Zbyt długi, przedłużony proces.
CV.
Życiorys.
Qualifications.
Kwalifikacje.
Knowledge.
Wiedza.
Employer.
Pracodawca.
Importance.
Znaczenie, waga.
Concise.
Zwięzły, treściwy.
To talk up something.
Uwypuklić, podkreślić.
To play something down.
Umniejszyć.
Profession.
Profesja, zawód.
Daunting.
Onieśmielający, przerażający.
Specialist job sites.
Specjalistyczne serwisy internetowe z ofertami pracy.
Situations vacant section.
Dział, na przykład w gazecie z ofertami pracy.
Research.
Badanie, analiza.
Job column.
Kolumna z ogłoszeniami o pracę.
To neglect.
Zaniedbywać.
To apply for.
Ubiegać się o.
And now listen to the recording. You will hear a talk given by a careers advisor to a group of unemployed on how to apply for a job successfully.
Everyone at some point in their life finds themselves looking for a job. For some, it's a long, drawn-out, almost painful process. For others, it can all be over in less than a week. There are many things you can do to influence this process and to keep it as short as possible. Most people would agree upon the importance of a good CV. It sounds as if it's going to be a difficult thing to prepare, but as long as you bear in mind a few basics, then you should have no problems. Bear in mind that a CV is usually nothing more than a statement of your skills, qualifications, and experience, i.e. everything that makes you suitable for the position. Thus, make sure that you represent what you have to offer as clearly and effectively as possible. Talk up your strengths, play down your weaknesses, and don't forget, how you present your CV affects the response it will get. If it's a mess, then it probably won't even be read. Keep it concise, and then it will have impact. Type it, unless you're requested to specifically write it by hand. Where you look for jobs obviously depends on what kind of job you're looking for and what sort of profession you're in. There are, however, several places which tend to cover most of the professions. First of all, and year by year more popular, is the internet. There are literally millions of jobs on the internet. You can find jobs in any sector of the economy and in many countries of the world. If that sounds a little bit daunting, then it doesn't have to be, as long as you have a basic knowledge of the internet. You can find specialist job sites. Often they don't require you to pay anything to use their services. The employer usually pays. Aside from the specialist job sites, a lot of newspapers have their job sections on the internet. Finally, there are also the company's websites themselves. If you check any large company website, then they are sure to have a situations vacant section on there somewhere. Research shows that most people's first port of call when looking for a new job is the newspaper. Most newspapers have a job column. The nationals have specialized supplements. Local newspapers have jobs in their classified ad section. One thing that you should be aware of is which day is best for jobs. Local newspapers might have a thicker job section on a Monday, for example. Finally, it is a fact that the most successful way of finding a job is via friends, family, or contacts. Don't neglect this avenue. Once you have located the job you're interested in, then you need to apply for it. This is quite often done by sending off your CV with a letter introducing yourself, the purpose of which is to catch the employer's eye. It is often a good idea to call up once you've sent your application and check that it has arrived and what the time frame is regarding the selection procedure.
After listening to the recording, answer the following questions. If you don't know the answers, listen to the recording one more time. Where can you find millions of job offers? What will probably happen if your CV is a mess? According to the research, what is the first port of call for most people looking for a new job? Which places tend to cover most professions? What is the most successful way of finding a job? When applying for a job, what should you attach to your CV? Lesson 2. Recruiting for the new position. In this lesson, you will hear a talk between HR manager and a job centre manager. The HR manager is looking for two candidates for the posts of an office assistant and a graphic designer. In this text, you will learn words and phrases useful for describing a position and an ideal candidate. Listen to the dialogue, but first, listen to the words and phrases that are used in this conversation. Listen carefully.
Office assistant.
Pomoc biurowa.
Graphic designer.
Grafik.
Accountancy background.
Doświadczenie w księgowości.
Medical background.
Zawodowe doświadczenie medyczne.
Smoothly.
Gładko, bez przeszkód.
Photocopying.
Kserowanie.
Managing the mail.
Zajmowanie się pocztą.
Developing promotional materials.
Przygotowywanie materiałów promocyjnych.
Experience.
Doświadczenie.
Personality.
Osobowość.
Consultants.
Lekarze specjaliści.
Interpersonal skills.
Zdolności interpersonalne.
Notice period.
Okres wypowiedzenia.
Up to date with.
Na bieżąco.
To expand.
Rozwijać, poszerzać.
Significant.
Znaczący.
Salary.
Pensja.
Working hours.
Godziny pracy.
And now listen to the dialogue. You will hear a conversation between Sarah, an HR manager, and Mike, a job center manager. Sarah is looking for new employees for the local hospital, an office assistant and a graphic designer. Hi Mike, how's it going?
Hi Sarah. How can I help you today?
Simple. We're after an office assistant and a graphic designer.
OK. Let's start off with the office assistant then. Give me a few details.
It should be someone with both a medical and an accountancy background of some sort. It needs to be someone to do all of the duties that make the accounting office run smoothly. There's always photocopying, a good deal of filing work, managing the mail, making tea and coffee for guests and people at meetings, etc.
What qualifications and experience do they need?
For this job, the qualifications aren't so important. As I mentioned, though, experience is. We're looking for someone who's willing to learn the ways of our office and what needs doing here, so their personality is all important. They need the medical background, as they'll have to liaise with doctors and consultants sometimes. Ideally, they'll have a solid work ethic and get on with everyone in the office.
Right, so hard-working and good interpersonal skills.
Exactly.
When would you like the post filled by?
The woman we have now is working her notice period already and is leaving at the end of next month. So we'd like the recruitment process finished in time for her to spend a week training up the new person.
OK, that makes sense, but it doesn't leave as much time. Now, what about the graphic designer?
As I said, we're looking to improve and expand our web page, and it would also be good if they had some experience of developing promotional materials.
I see. Give me some details of what you're looking for, then.
We basically need someone who is suitably qualified for this one, the relevant computer skills and also some ability with graphics.
When you say the relevant computer skills, what exactly do you mean?
We'd like the candidate to have a degree in an appropriate subject. You can state that in the advert. It will mean a degree based on internet technology or design, which has a significant amount of graphics handling in it. That said, it could be the other way around. Does that make sense?
Yeah, most graphics type people nowadays have the matching computer skills. Are you looking for someone with experience?
Ideally, yes. But I've done a bit of homework on this one, and it seems that the best candidate for us, who matches our budgetary capabilities, would be someone who's just left university or college. They're cheaper, but more importantly, they're still fresh with ideas and up to date with current trends. It's very important that you stress the importance of our portfolio, too. We would expect to see some of their work at the interview, a representative selection.
OK, I know what you mean. Listen, regarding the terms and conditions of the jobs, salary, working hours, holidays, etc., I'll email you the standard form, and if you can get it back to me as soon as possible, then we can get the adverts out to the usual channels.
OK, I'll wait for your email then. Thanks, Mike.
OK, see you, Sarah.
After listening to the dialogue, answer the following questions. What kind of employees is Sarah looking for? Does the graphic designer have to have a lot of experience? What are the most important features of an office assistant? When would Sarah like the post of an office assistant to be filled by? Why does Sarah prefer someone who has just left university for the graphic designer job? Lesson 3. Getting more information about the post. When you find a job advert you're interested in, it's always advisable to call the company and get some more information about the situation. In this lesson, you will hear a person who calls up a school and finds out more details about the post of geography teacher. Listen to the dialogue, but first, listen to the words and phrases that are used in this conversation. Listen carefully.
Post.
Stanowisko.
Geography teacher.
Nauczyciel geografii.
To appear.
Pojawić się, ukazać się.
Mobile.
Telefon komórkowy.
Practice.
Praktyka.
To graduate.
Skończyć studia.
Recruitment process.
Rekrutacja.
Deadline.
Ostateczny termin.
Interview.
Rozmowa, wywiad.
Shortlist.
Skrócona lista kandydatów.
Application.
Podanie.
Covering letter.
List motywacyjny.
Candidates.
Kandydaci.
And now listen to the dialogue. You will hear Joanne, who's interested in working as a teacher, calling the school to find out more information about the teaching post.
Hello, I'm ringing up for some information about the post being offered for the new geography teacher in your school starting in September.
Was that the one which appeared in today's paper?
Yes, that's right.
OK, let me take your name and a couple of details first.
My name's Joanna Walker.
And can you give me a contact number, just in case?
My mobile is 0774198734.
OK, Joanne. How much experience do you have?
I'm just about to finish my teaching practice, so I'll be qualified by June. That's why I'm looking to sort out a position now.
And are you from the local area?
I am, although I'm studying in London at the moment. But I'll be moving back north once I've graduated.
OK, thank you. I need to ask those questions just so I can check we're suitable for you. Now, what information can I help you with?
I'd like to find out first about the recruitment process. It said in the ad that the deadline is in the end of May. Is that likely to change?
Only if we fail to get enough applicants. Then we can extend the deadline, but it's very unlikely.
What happens after that? When are interviews being held?
We'll be sifting through applications immediately after the end of the deadline for applications, and then we'll be holding the first round of interviews in the second week of June.
I presume that means there will be a second round of interviews?
Yes, we'll reduce the number of candidates down to a shortlist of 3, and then hold second interviews at which the school head will be present.
And when are you likely to be in a position to make a job offer?
We have to sort things out before the summer holidays, so the interview procedure will be conducted in the same week, barring any problems, and we should be in a position to make a job offer around mid to late June at the very latest.
Right. That all sounds very clear. Can I ask you something about the application itself?
Of course, go right ahead.
In the ad, it says we can download a standard application from your website. Can I email that back to you?
We're only accepting applications by traditional mail, I'm afraid. It's all explained on the website, and we would also prefer it if you filled in the application by hand rather than printing it.
OK, that's standard procedure, I suppose. Is there anything I need to do in support of the application?
Just a covering letter, that's all. We don't issue candidates with tasks such as essays at this stage of the proceedings, although if we think there is a need, it can form part of the second interview, if we really can't decide between the candidates.
OK, that's all then, I think. Thanks for your time.
I hope I've been of some assistance. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
After listening to the dialogue, answer the following questions. If you don't know the answers, listen to the dialogue one more time. When will the new teacher start their job? When will Joanne finish her teaching practice? Where is Joanne studying? When is the deadline for sending applications? What is the recruitment procedure? Is there anything Joanne needs to support her application? Lesson 4. Job Interview. Sales Manager. The key part of the recruitment process is usually a job interview. In this lesson, you will hear a typical job interview for the post of a sales manager, and you will learn several useful words and expressions for when you're looking for a job. Listen to the words and phrases that are used in this recording. Listen carefully.
Managing Director.
Dyrektor zarządzający.
Human Resources Director.
Dyrektor działu zasobów ludzkich.
Career.
Kariera.
Temporary job.
Praca czasowa.
Salesman.
Sprzedawca, handlowiec.
Sales Manager.
Kierownik sprzedaży.
Company.
Firma.
To get promoted.
Awansować.
Ambitious.
Ambitny.
Hard working.
Pracowity.
Enthusiastic.
Entuzjastyczny.
Sense of humor.
Poczucie humoru.
Organized.
Zorganizowany.
Procedures.
Procedury.
Training.
Szkolenie.
And now listen to the dialogue. You will hear Peter Jones being interviewed for the post of sales manager. Listen carefully.
Good morning, Mr. Jones. I'm John White, the managing director. And this is Ms. Jameson, the Human Resources Director.
How do you do?
How do you do?
Please sit down.
Thank you.
First, I'd like to talk to you about your CV. You spent a year in America. What were you doing there?
That was the year after I finished university. I decided to spend 1 year travelling and working before I started a career. I travelled through 11 states and had 3 temporary jobs in New York. I was a waiter, and when I'd saved enough money, I'd travel to Washington and then to Chicago. In Chicago, I found a job as a salesman. I'd never done that before, but I learnt quickly and made a lot of money. After 3 months, I decided to travel slowly down to California. I hitchhiked and stopped for longer in places that looked nice. Anyway, when I got there, I got another job in sales and made enough money to get back to England via Hawaii, Japan, Hong Kong, Delhi, Jerusalem, and finally Rome.
Okay, you certainly had an adventure. Since then, you've worked in sales in Birmingham for 2 years, and now you want to come to London to work for us. Why?
Well, I'm now sales manager for my present firm. It's a small family company, and really there's no chance of going further.